Hello and welcome to this journalism.co.uk podcast with me, Maddalena Ciobanu. As more and more content is created and distributed across a number of platforms, the main challenge for publishers is not only putting a story into context, but also creating a space where readers can engage in conversation and feel part of that story. In light of this, some news organizations have started experimenting with cards and card stacks as a way of displaying and structuring their stories. David Cohn is an executive producer at AJ Plus, a mobile news app which has been using the interactive card system since its launch in 2014.
So it helps us with a few things. One, it allows us to do a story that persists through time. Two, it allows us to treat different elements of the story and give them their own package. So there's the news elements, right? Like, you know, this is what's the newest information. There's the context or explanation of what a story is about, and that can be its own, you know, again, card. It could be a graphic, it could be a video. And then there's like the human angle, which you often want to capture, right? And that can be done in a sort of long form video. Sometimes you put out 10-minute documentaries, et cetera, et cetera. And it's about threading these together to tell a cohesive story as opposed to trying to treat them all like they are not related.
AJ Plus uses a variety of cards according to their editorial purpose and the format of the story. For example, narrative cards can include real-time video, suitable for providing context to news stories, but cards showing short documentary videos are better at conveying the human element. The app also has conversation, debate, and quiz cards. These are the most interesting because they help set a feeling and get an emotional response from the audience.
So for example, one of my favorite conversation cards that we did was after a school shooting. And part of the story of this school shooting was that kids were, you know, hiding and huddled and started texting their parents and their loved ones. And so we asked the question, I forget the exact wording, but it was something like, you know, if you were in mortal danger, who would you text and what would you say? And to me, that's a really good kind of conversation card because, one, I think we have all sort of thought about that. It's morbid, but we've all kind of put ourselves in that position. And two, it really helped, you know, take what is a story of, you know, a school shooting, which, you know, sometimes in America we can sort of like brush them off and remind people that this was a real thing that, you know, you could be in yourself, right? And like, which is, you know, in a weird way, one of the reasons why you know, journalism is important, is to make people realize that, like, you know, these are other people's lives. This could be your life. We should appreciate the fragility of life. And so when conversation cards or debate cards really touch on that right notion, I think they really are a great service to the story.
Different types of cards can be used alternatively and can have a goal as simple as posing a yes or no question to the reader, which is an easy way to get them to engage with the story.
Don't think it works for a specific type of audience. I mean, I would say this, that of those three, the conversations, quizzes, and debates, debates have the best engagement. You know, when you come across a question that's basically like a yes, no, or a black, white, and you just have to tap one or the other, whichever one you kind of most agree with. I forget the number off the top of my head, but it was something in the 80 or 90th percentile in terms of engagement. Like 80 or 90% of the people that come across it will engage with it and then move on to the next card.
One of the benefits cards bring to publishers is getting them to think about the stories they produce as ongoing.
I think, you know, while no news organization has really, like, you know, cracked it the code completely on how to do this, I do think it will be accomplished. Solving this problem of repetition will be accomplished through a kind of card stack format, or at least not a traditional article. And I think that's worth trying to fix. I also think it allows you to think modular, right? You can you're creating content and you can kind of, it's almost like Lego pieces. And so you can create stories, recreate new stories using other content. And that actually is a new way of thinking about storytelling, which I think is actually rather exciting. As a storyteller, it at first feels kind of limiting. You have to get used to it. But in the end, I think is actually really freeing and is really exciting in terms of again, ways that you can tell stories.
When Vox.com launched, card stacks became its signature editorial product, placed at the bottom of stories or as hyperlinks in the articles to give readers background information. Vox recently released embeddable card stacks, which other publishers can use for free on their websites. Speaking at the World News Media Congress earlier this week, Melissa Bell, Vox Media's Vice President of Growth and Analytics, said the cardstack approach solves a problem that readers often have in the digital world. As updates, whether they are stories, blog posts, or tweets, are always shown first, context gets buried and it becomes harder for people to understand what's happening in a story. A group of students from the MIT Media Lab developed Fold, an open publishing platform that became available in April. Alexis Hope, the designer and one of Fold's creators, says the project was built to let authors seamlessly add context to news stories using cards.
Unfold stories have a two-dimensional structure, so it has a backbone of vertical narrative cards, so that's just the main text of a story as you would expect. Each narrative card has a horizontal axis of what we call context cards, so those for now can be things like videos, photos, maps, tweets, animated GIFs, you can have songs from SoundCloud, and we also are experimenting with data visualization cards, and you can also have just plain text cards. So those are just sort of the initial context types, but I imagine in the future we'll add new ones.
On Fold, anyone can write and publish a story and add context cards to it, and it is up to the readers to decide how much background information, if any, they want to read. People have been publishing stories on Fold in different ways, and they have expressed a desire for new types of context cards to be added that they can embed on other websites.
I think Fold stories are really playful for readers to interact with. So they have this nice quality of being kind of explorable by the reader. So authors can link context cards to specific words or phrases in the text. And readers, they can, you know, decide to click those links or not. But in either case, they're still contained within, you know, the universe of a single story. So it's really nice for readers to not have to leave the page to watch a video or to see you know, relevant tweets that kind of provide support or context for certain elements in the text. And it's nice for authors to know that readers will kind of enjoy the process of exploring the story. And authors can still curate the experience by selecting context, but they can kind of know that that readers will navigate according to their own needs. One new feature that we're excited about working on and kind of where we're putting most of our user research at this point is the ability to remix cards. So soon you'll be able to, if you like a particular context card from one story, you can add it to your deck. And then when you're writing a story, you can pull in that context card that you got from someone else's story, and it will give attribution back to that original author and story. So it's sort of a lightweight way of linking stories through shared context, and that's kind of one of the main open questions that we're getting a lot of feedback on now.
Cards are not only suitable for stories that involve a quiz or a more interactive element, and they can be adapted to work across different topics.
I think it's really good for complex stories where there might be a lot of historical or technical background that you want to kind of weave into the story but not interrupt from the main narrative. So things where there's a backstory, things that are maybe technically complex. I also think it's nice for stories that you want to be a little bit more fun and interactive. So certainly that's not appropriate for every story, but for some kinds of stories, I think it can be really nice.
As well as benefits, cards present a number of technical or design challenges to publishers, even to those already familiar with the format.
Desktop and mobile is an interesting challenge, at least for us. And I imagine everyone who's using cards has kind of a different implementation of them, so different sorts of challenges. But for us, it's sort of making them both flexible but also consistent. That's our challenge. One thing that we're all inspired by is having one public place that's open where anyone can feel free to share their ideas and, you know, tell complex stories that they have knowledge about. But that doesn't kind of preclude Fold being used by other organizations.
Whether they choose to embed existing card stacks like those used by Vox or Fold, publishers should consider this approach as a new way of grasping readers' attention. You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.